We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland, Mick Mulvaney, joining the show. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, y'all. Thanks very much. You know, it just struck me that Selena writes for two of the four papers that the president reads cover to cover every single morning. He reads the Times. The New York Times, he reads the Washington Post, but he also reads the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal cover to cover every day. So it doesn't surprise me that she got an interview with him last week here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I did. I interviewed him in La Trobe. It's been almost 3 weeks. And in May, I interviewed him in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Doesn't surprise me. I'm sure he's read your stuff. Anyway, thanks for having me. It's good to be here in Pittsburgh.
No problem, Ambassador Mulvaney. And you are here in Pittsburgh. Had we known, we would have had somebody come down and pick you up. But you're a very busy person. You were in town for a few days, and you are here for Catholics for Trump.
Yeah, it was just a good way for me to get involved with the campaign. The president, I left the White House under really good circumstances. Mark Meadows was a friend of mine. We had talked about him replacing me as the chief of staff for several months. People forget I was only the acting chief of staff. I was only supposed to stay about 6 months. But I left not only with the president's good wishes and the ability to play golf at Trump properties worldwide, but with a desire to work on the campaign. And so my friend Matt Schlapp and I and Newt Gingrich and a couple of folks are the national co-chairs of Catholics for Trump. And we're spending a good bit of time out on the road, mostly in the Midwest, a lot of time in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, to try and help get the president reelected.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your efforts with the Catholics for Trump. One of the sort of archetypes of the president's coalition that formed in 2016 that helped elect him were evangelical Christians and conservative Catholics. They were very instrumental and important in him winning the election, in particular in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, here in Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Can you maybe talk a little bit about how has he lived up to his promises, and maybe talk a little bit about what they were and what you see going forward is important to this this kind of voter, a person of faith?
Sure. And it's funny you mentioned that because I immediately think of that same coalition that got Ronald Reagan elected.
Right.
And I got a phone call right after I took over the chief's job from John Sununu, the elder who worked on the Reagan campaign, and encouraged me to make sure we understood that Catholics really are swing votes in these Midwestern states. And it had been since Ronald Reagan that a Republican really tapped in to that base. What are those folks looking for? They're looking for authenticity, first and foremost. They're looking for folks who speak their language and who are understandable and who really are who they say they are. And Reagan was famous for that, obviously, and Donald Trump, love him or hate him, is who he is. There's no question about that. Because they're tired of politicians saying, well, I'm pro-life, and having them do stuff that's not pro-life, or I'm pro this, I'm pro that, and then have them do something different when they get to Washington or wherever they're going. And I think what the Catholics have seen with Donald Trump is that he turned out to be a lot more pro-life than they expected him to be. He said that he was, but there was a reasonable question as to whether or not he was, given the fact that he is not known for his social conservatism. That's not how he made his name for himself. By the way, Ronald Reagan was the same way, very socially conservative person, but that's not what he was known for. But now you've got 4 years of, you know, look to what the president does instead of what he says, and he's been a tremendously socially conservative leader when it comes to life. And I think it makes a big difference to the Catholic community. If you think that Republicans are a little bit pro-life and Democrats are, you know, a little bit pro-choice, maybe a Catholic, you know, can justify voting for a Democrat. But when you know you have a really solidly pro-life Republican candidate like you do in Donald Trump, it makes it a lot easier for Catholics to vote for him. Plus, then you add to it all the other things that he brings to the table, the economic success and so forth, some of the foreign policy things. I think the Catholics are very interested in seeing an end to foreign interventionism, military activities overseas and so forth. And it really does come together as a really good candidate. He does as a good candidate to appeal to the Catholic vote nationwide, but especially here in the Northeast and the Midwest.
And Mick Mulvaney, Ambassador Mulvaney, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And the priests and deacons are not to back any particular candidate, especially from the pulpit in the Catholic Church, but Catholics for Trump, and there's also a Catholics for Biden group as well. Joe Biden is Catholic, but his stance on abortion has really put him at odds with some of those in the church, correct?
It does. And listen, it's one of the most interesting and difficult conversations I had with, you know, friends of mine. I was in Congress for 6 years, and I have a lot of good friends. Joe Kennedy just ran for Senate up in Massachusetts, good friend of mine. Some fascinating conversations with Democrats who are pro-choice. And I guess I understand it, but I don't know how they reconcile it. In fact, it's not reconcilable. It's one of those things you might be able to reconcile your position on, say, personal position on divorce with the position of the Catholic Church. But life is one of those things that it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty black and white. Either you're pro-life or you're not, which has led, by the way, to, I think, a couple of conservative bishops excommunicating Democrat lawmakers for their position on abortion. That's how serious it is, that one issue. I don't know how you finesse that as a Democrat. So I understand Connor Lamb is supposedly the national co-chair here of Catholics for Biden, yet he's pro-choice. So I want to say that I respect their position because I like them as people. I have a lot of Democrat friends. I know that sounds contrived, but I do. I did when I was in Washington. I still do. But I do not know how they reconcile that position on abortion with the position of the church.
And also, we're talking about Catholics, and, I mean, it represents any kind of demographic as well. White Americans, Black Americans, also Hispanic Americans. So it cuts through many different demographics for the president and for Joe Biden.
It does. It does, and it's why it's so much fun. I mean, if you want to have a good time on the campaign trail and see a really cool cross section of American people, you know, get involved in something Catholics for Trump, because it's you're right. It's Hispanic. It's Black. It's white. It's everybody. And there's little pockets of it all over the country, which is fascinating. I grew up in the Carolinas. When I was a kid, less than 1% of the population was Catholic. So you find them everywhere. It is a lot of fun. It's been a great time to campaign for the president. He's a lot of fun to campaign for. The energy levels are really, really good. I'll probably be going out to Arizona, where the race is very, very tight. I spent some time in Florida as well, where the race seems to be going very well for the president. Listen, it's never boring to work for Donald Trump. There's no question about that, whether it be in the White House or on the campaign trail.
Ambassador Mick Mulvaney, United States Special Envoy to Northern Ireland. Thank you so much for spending your time with KDK today.
Thanks, y'all. Love to do it again. We'll talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.